There is, Mr. Chair. There are a couple of messages. I'm happy to read them out in this case from Monsieur Gauthier, saying that, of course, light rail is 100% local and that we need to cover both, and to clarify this in the definition. But I think we've answered that point through the explanatory notes. And Mr. Irwin saying that, is there a danger that we may be getting too caught up in defining applicable technologies? Hubs are for passengers who are making at least part of their international journey by rail. And that's also a very good point in terms of what we're trying to do here, which we've always said from the start, is really to try and encourage as much as possible international rail passenger journeys, to help people to switch from airlines to the railways, and as such to make sure that there are those connections in these stations and these places. So, and that is also why we had said from the start that we would have that last column in the AGC, in the table, in the annex, so that we could have the ability to list what services are connected to the international hubs, or what services are available at the international hubs. Obviously, not going into the detail of every single line of every single service, because that's not the purpose of this document, but it's to show that these hubs have been called hubs also because they have these multimodal aspects built into them. Thank you.
Yeah, I think that is correct. We always have to keep